News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, there has been a lot of conversations lately about the forgiveness for the men who were caught up in the Me Too scandal. I suppose most chiefly Kevin Spacey was interviewed quite recently on Piers Morgan. And the conversation about forgiving those men is now taking hold. But what of the women caught up in the Me Too scandal? Was there and is there forgiveness for those who lost their careers due to those powerful men? For more on this, I'm joined now by Martha Gill, columnist with The Observer. I thought, Martha, this is a really interesting piece because I have definitely heard the conversation happening about, you know, how long being in the wilderness is long enough for the men, the Kevin Spaceys, there are other men obviously as well. What? Tell me what prompted you, first of all, to write this piece.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I've noticed a lot of conversations about that recently. And last week there was an interview of Kevin Spacey by Piers Morgan, which was a kind of a really long, lasted about an hour. And Kevin Spacey was crying throughout a lot of it. And the focus entirely was on, can Kevin Spacey be rehabilitated? Is it time? He's, you know, he's admitted what he's done.
And this is off the back as well. Was various other actors have come out and say it's time to forgive Kevin Spacey. So forgiveness appears to be, people appear to be open to forgiveness at this point.
Yeah, because I mean, we all have compassion for people out in the wilderness. None of us like to feel that justice isn't being perfectly served, that maybe the punishment is larger than the crime and maybe there's no way back. But in my article, I just want to point out that while we fret over people being out in the wilderness and whether it's perfectly fair, we forget that it used to be the people who would were victims of them that we put in the wilderness. Right. It used to be that if you accused somebody of these kind of things, and indeed many of the victims of, for example, Harvey Weinstein, as well as Kevin Spacey.
And you're talking about that they would previously very well-known actresses, Mira Sorvina, Ashley Judd. These would have been, you know, box office actresses.
So, as we heard when Harvey Weinstein's crimes became apparent, anyone who turned him down or anyone who would talk about what he did to them, their career would be completely over in Hollywood. So Mira Sorvino, Ashley Judd, Annabella Sciorra, Sophie Dix, they were all, their careers were all ruined, as was Brendan Fraser's career when he was groped by a bigwig in Hollywood. And this pattern repeats. It's not just in Hollywood. If you look back on reports pre-Me Too, you know, if you look at harassment victims, it's striking how many of their stories share the same ending.
So are you saying, that we are talking about forgiving the men, but that their victims remain and taking them back in from the cold, as it were, but that the same sort of conversation hasn't been afforded to the women? Or in Brendan Fraser's case, the victims, I guess.
We don't think of it in the same terms. Right. We don't use the word cancelled for these victims, but they were cancelled. There's a kind of parallel system which went on. And Me Too was so good because it ended the blackballing of these victims. Finally, you could speak out without being cancelled, without being blackballed. So when we talk about, you know, these men and the injustice of the concept of cancelling somebody or ostracising someone or banishing someone from polite society, we forget that we're welcoming in a whole bunch of people from the cold, i.e. the victims, at the same time that we're casting out these, you know, powerful men to whom nothing unjust has ever happened before in their lives. I just think that's a missing part of the conversation.
I guess, and I don't know, but I guess some of what's going on, though, is that the men, that the Kevin Spacey, the Harvey Weinstein, those types of men, they have been cast out by the court of public opinion, or in Harvey Weinstein's case, the actual court. But it's the court of public opinion has turned on them, whereas that wasn't the case with Mira Sorvina. That wasn't the case with Ashley Judd. We didn't even really know at the time what was going on. It was the inner enclave of the film industry. Is that the difference why they haven't been brought back is because they weren't cast, they were cast out by different people, I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, I mean, they have been brought back. Eventually, those careers have some, in some cases, restarted, but they've lost kind of decades in the middle of their careers. But I see what you mean. I think sometimes people were publicly shamed. For example, Megan Fox, when she sort of rejected her treatment at the hands of Michael Bay, she got chucked out of the Transformers franchise, but also lots of negative stories began to appear about her in the press, and she was kind of derided widely by everyone. So there was a kind of public rejection of her, but I suppose there are different groups of people who are doing the judging and whether or not these people welcomed it. But I mean, the effect is the same if you're an actress.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not arguing that point. I'm not at all, Martha. What do you think should happen? I mean, I suppose even if you are convicted of, say, a sexual assault, your length of sentence ends at some point and you get out of prison in the main. Mm. So do you believe that there should be forgiveness for people who the Kevin Spacey types? Do you believe that there should be? And what should happen overall in all of this?
Well, in the perfect world, there would be no punishment given sort of in this diffuse social way, which can't really be controlled, and we have no control over when it ends. And punishment would only be doled out by the law courts in exactly the right proportion. But I'm just noticing that this sort of idea of social banishment happens in every single society, even kind of hunter-gatherer societies. And you're not free of it in any society. And what the difference is, I think, is in more equal societies, they tend to sometimes banish high status people as well as low status people. Whereas in very unequal societies, it's often victims and low status people who get banished. Like, for example, if you get raped in a country like Pakistan, you're a social outcast immediately.
Yeah.
You know,
which is an awful thing,
which is of course terrible. And so yes, okay. In social banishment is a terrible thing. And you know, yes, in the perfect world, we wouldn't banish anyone.
We need to think of everyone who's been banished.
We need to observe. Yes, we at the moment we're just observing that this happens to the very high status people that it's now newly happening to. But we need to remember that it's happened to all kinds of other people, including their victims.
Look, very interesting. Thank you for coming on and speaking to us about it. That is Martha Gill, their columnist with The Observer. I'd love to know this morning out there what you think about all of that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.